Let's pretend for a moment that I actually have something worth saying. Is it worth listening to? If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Scientifically, yes, it does. When something falls, it creates a reverberation in the air that surrounds it, which creates the thing we call sound. In some sense, we can kind of compare this to our own lives. Although we scream at the top of our lungs, hoping that someone might hear us, we feel that our voices go unheard. And sometimes they do. But every once in a while, in the distance, someone may be just barely able to make out what you've said. The right man in the wrong place can make all the difference in the world. A quote. It's funny. It seems at the times when we need to say something the most, we find ourselves incapable of doing so. We cover it up with smiles, laughter. And yet, when we're feeling at our best, there seems to never be anyone there to share it with. I suppose this might be human nature. I suppose, on the inside, we all might be screaming at the top of our lungs. So why is it on the outside, no one hears a thing? We find it difficult to speak up and say what's on our minds, for fear that it might not be the most popular opinion at the conversation table. Once in a while, if not consistently, we hear that we need to just grow up, or man up, or some variation of that sentence. And we find ourselves baffled. Someone once told me that I can tell them anything, and to stop bottling up my emotions on the inside, and when there's something wrong, to tell her. This was possibly the most difficult thing for me to do in my entire life. Not because the act of it was difficult, moving your mouth and making sound come from your lips isn't hard, but as a man, we're taught but a few things. We are to provide for our families, we are to protect them, and perhaps the simplest notion that is expected of us from society is that men do not cry. And by that standard, we do not talk about what ails us. Men are required to be manly. They are to show no negative emotions that could perceive them as something less than the manliest man at the table. So it goes in a little bottle, hidden away at the back of our mind. And by the time we find the capability to read that message in a bottle, it's just that, a message in a bottle, thrown into the sea of people, drowned out by the daily humdrum that we all are forced to live. And it just floats away. But if you're lucky, sometimes, once in a while, someone will find the bottle, open it up, and read what you have to say. It could be a complete stranger. It could be someone you know and love dearly. Or, worst case scenario, it could be someone you hate. And sometimes, even that's good enough. Getting things off your chest is not easy as a man. We're not expected to do more than these three things. This is what society has told us we have to be, what we have to do, what we have to act like. And then just deal with it ourselves. Consequently, we don't talk very much. Even when our wives are starving for our attention, begging for us to say something, they wonder why a man sits and watches the TV all day, or sits in his chair and just listens to music. She asks, "Why don't you ever talk to me? Why don't you ever say anything?" Well, if this is the case for you, as it might be for many men, you find yourself in a bit of a quandary. The things you really ought to say, the things you need to say, get off your chest, get out in the open, are the only things that are worth saying, but because we're not supposed to say anything in relation to that subject, we say nothing. The old adage goes, it's better to say nothing than something hurtful. If you have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. That whole spiel. So there we are. We say nothing. We sit in the chairs. We zone out on some TV show that rots our brains, but sometimes you hope that it rots the little portion that holds the memories that conflict you and afflict you. And yet, it never seems to. Some of us deal with it in worse ways than others. Some just wish to forget entirely, even if just for a little bit, so they drown themselves in alcohol. Or they start taking drugs and various paraphernalia, and sure, it's a distraction, but the issue is it always comes back with even more fervor and vigor than before. So you keep upping the dosage, and you keep killing yourself softly as you sit in the corner of the bar or in the back alley shooting up with some homeless guy who you think surely has it much worse off than you. You think, I'll never be like that guy. I'll be in moderation. I'll control myself, and then eventually you find this spiraling, swirling descent into this sinful addiction, and it ravages you, and it now becomes the bigger problem in your life, and it all could have been avoided if society had just let you speak. So when is it right for us to speak? If you tell your doctors, they put you on medication that helps you stay quiet. It gets rid of your highs, but it also gets rid of your lows. It keeps you even, in equilibrium. It keeps you level-headed. But you don't feel joy like you used to, but at least you don't feel sadness like you used to. And if there's no sadness, then there's no reason to muster up the words that might make you want to talk. But then you become dull. You become absent-minded. You become reliant. And where does it bring you? It's just a more socially accepted version of killing yourself softly, now isn't it? As long as your doctor can write a prescription for your little sinful addiction, then everything's okay, right? Perhaps the manliest thing is to go against society. Perhaps if you want to make change, you have to stop asking for permission to do so. So what happens when we go against society? Turn rogue. Decide to take control of our lives and determine that what we want is more important than what they want. And we do finally crack. For some people, the bubble has been building for years, and it's been ready to burst for quite some time. And when it does, it's like the chemical reaction between lithium and oxygen, and it explodes onto the scene, creates a mess of things. And maybe it didn't come out the way you wanted it to. Maybe you wanted a controlled burst, but now it's too late. You're left to deal with picking up the ashes. Maybe you're a little more well-spoken. Maybe you bring up everything little by little. But then it becomes a little too much. The accumulation of all that you've been holding back for so long put strain on everyone else, and now they just don't want to talk to you because you're the guy who always complains. I suppose the end result is we're back exactly to the situation that everything else brings us to. We're alone. So what is the solution? Maybe it's not doctors. Maybe it's not friends. Maybe it's not God. Maybe it's not faith in general. Maybe it's just finding a bigger container to bottle it up in. And every time it gets to a certain point, you find another container. You go up from a few ounces to a liter. Go from a liter to a gallon. Go up from a gallon to the next big thing. And then you take your secrets with you to the grave. That's what society expects a man to do. Society is wrong.